54 permit holders fished the Southeast red crab season, which opened November 1st and lasted just under 2 weeks total. More than half of the boats were out of Petersburg, where Icicle Seafoods was one of the local buyers. Randy Lantine is Icicle's fleet manager.
We ended up buying some crab for the live market, and we ended up sectioning and freezing some also. The price was strong. The crab were of good quality primarily. The meat fill was excellent on this crab. It was a good product.
It was the region's first red king crab season since 2005. The fishery had been closed until this year because the state's annual survey had regularly yielded low estimates of harvestable crab. Crabbers disagreed with those findings, and in 2009, Department of Fish and Game biologists and fishermen began a collaborative effort to ground truth the annual results with a new method. The approach, called mark and recapture, resulted in uniformly higher numbers for each area they checked. That led the department to adjust this year's assessment upwards enough to have a fishery, which was, of course, good news for the industry. Lantine appreciated the joint effort.
The guys went out and caught some crab, and they made some money in a time when normally we're not making money. So it was always a good thing to utilize a resource, and it's encouraging the department and industry to be able to team up and do these surveys to help make this season happen.
The season's catch of about 176,000 pounds was roughly 88% of the department's region-wide guideline harvest level and about 35,000 pounds less than the 2005 catch. The GHL was split up among four separate harvest areas. As in the past, crabbers called in their catches so the department could estimate how much had been caught and close each area accordingly. Area 11A near Juneau closed after one pre-scheduled day of fishing. And based on call-ins, the Pybus Bay-Gambier Bay-Round Rock area off southern Admiralty Island closed after 3 days. The Excursion Inlet St. James Bay area west of Juneau and the rest of the region known as the non-surveyed area stayed open for 13 days. The department's regional shellfish project leader, Joe Stratman, thinks it went well.
We had good cooperation for permit holders on call-ins, so we were getting the information we needed to manage for these harvest objectives in these four specific areas. 11A is a little different. It was a relatively small amount of crab we were targeting there, so we just had a pre-announced one-day season there. But the other three management areas, Pybus Gambier Round Rock, Excursion St. James, and the non-surveyed areas were managed for those harvest objectives through the call-ins of logbook data, and so that worked out very well.
Stratman says they also had good cooperation from the processors who helped keep the department up on what they were buying. Fish and Game saw good catch rates in both 11A and the Pybus Gambier areas, according to Stratman. The fleet caught just under 10,000 pounds, or about 110% of the target in 11A. The Pybus Gambier Bay area catch was nearly 60,000 pounds, or 91% of the department's objective. Stratman says things were a little slower in the Excursion Inlet St. James Bay area west of Juneau, as well as the non-surveyed areas at first. He says catch rates improved in the non-surveyed areas as the season went on and the pots soaked longer, but that wasn't the case in Excursion.
We didn't really see that in the Excursion St. James area. We saw a catch rate of roughly 1.5 crab per pot. The five-year average for the Excursion St. James area, the last five seasons that we've fished, the average catch per unit effort there was 3 crab a pot. So CPUE was down in the Excursion Inlet St. James area in comparison to five-year average. That CPUE did not seem to improve with a longer soak of the gear.
Ultimately, the Excursion St. James area yielded about 13,000 pounds, which was just 45% of that target. But in the non-surveyed area, the fleet landed 96% of the goal with 93,000 pounds of crab. Southeast red crab was a lot more valuable this year, partly because much more of it went to the live market instead of being frozen. In fact, at an average approaching $11 per pound, the dock price was more than double that of 6 years ago when the fishery last opened. The crabs weighed an average of 8.4 pounds each this year, which is a little bigger than in 2005. That works out to nearly $100 a crab. According to Fish and Game, the entire catch was worth $1,870,000 to the fleet, which is over $700,000 above 2005's value. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.